Be turning, if you will, in your Bible to Luke chapter number 8. Luke chapter number 8. Amen. Well, that song goes good with Missions Conference. All the songs we've sang do. Amen. Telling others the story. I think it's good for us to repeat it to our own self, just like we were talking about before, and stir up our own pure minds by way of remembrance, remembering what Jesus did for us, and then be telling others about it as well. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter number 8. I'm gonna preach a practical message, and one down the lines I preached in the past, similar to this. But it's what the Lord laid on my heart. I think it's right and appropriate and timely for the day in which we live. Amen. And be talking a lot about Missions Conference coming up. That's on our mind. And these things that we do, we do it yearly, although last year we didn't get to do it because of COVID. And we didn't get to have the meeting and had it planned, but I had to cancel it. And then later on we just did the faith promise among ourselves, but we didn't do it during the meeting. And I'm looking forward to it this year. Amen. And it's always a blessing every year. And I want to hear what God's got to say. That's what our text is dealing with. Hearing from God. That's what we come to church for, by the way. We don't come to see who's here or who's not here. Who's wearing something new or who's not. Amen. We come to hear from God. That's what it ought to be all about. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter number 8, I'll start with verse number 1. Read down through verse number 18. Start with verse 1. Read down through verse number 18. The Bible said, "And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him." By the way, our Lord was a preacher. Amen. He was a healer. He is a savior. Amen. He was and is a lot of things, but he was predominantly a preacher. That's what he went through there preaching. That's what he said. Amen. "And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, 'He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.' And his disciples asked him, saying, 'What might this parable be?' And he said, 'Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which, in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad." Verse 18, look at this. This is my text verse. "Take heed, therefore,
how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. I'm going to stop reading right there. If read correctly, that's the first 18 verses of Luke chapter number 8. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Ask him to bless the reading of the word. Brother Hall, would you lead us in prayer, please? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, help us, Lord. Yes. Yes. Amen, amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Thank you, Brother Hall, for that prayer. Amen. Well, I said my text verse will be verse number 18, but I'm going to look at all of this text just a little bit by way of introduction and then allude back to it, but I'm preaching verse number 18. And this is my thought, my title, Be Careful How You Hear. Be careful how you hear. I preached about listening, paying attention, all that kind of stuff before. Matter of fact, Wednesday night I preached on attending unto the Lord without distraction. He talked about that in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7. And I dealt with that idea about not being distracted, but getting a hold of God, doing something for God, and listening to what He's got to say. Now, today, I want to look at Luke chapter number 8. And I want you to, it shows us a day in the life of our Lord, if you want to say it that way. A picture of a day in the life of our Lord Jesus with His disciples. It was a day of teaching and preaching and explaining and instructing those that would hear what He had to say. Amen. I'm glad God's still interested in preaching and teaching and instructing His people. Amen. We've not come to a place that we don't need the preaching and the teaching and the instructing of our Lord. Amen. We've not gotten so wise and so far advanced. As a matter of fact, where our world may have advanced in, for example, in science, it has digressed in morals. Amen. And it's very, very poverty stricken as far as real Christianity is concerned. Amen. But it was a day our Lord went about preaching and teaching and instructing both His disciples and those that would hear His word. He's traveling here and there. You see that in verse number 1. Going everywhere, in every city, every village there. And He's preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. I'm glad what we've got to talk about is good news. Amen. You've heard me say it before, but our world is full of bad news. Amen. They're full of bad news. And I'm glad we've got some good news to report to them. And that is that Christ gave Himself on Calvary. Amen. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is good news. Amen. Even in this world. But it's interesting to me that verse number 2 and 3 not only mentioned that our Lord was careful to take His 12 disciples along with Him, but He took some women along with Him as well. Certain women who chose to follow our Lord after that He had healed them and delivered them from evil spirits. Amen. These women followed our Lord. I'm glad our Lord allows both men and women to follow Him. Amen. I'm glad our Lord's not a respecter of persons. He's no respecter of persons. Salvation is available to whosoever will. Amen. Discipleship and training is available to whosoever will. Amen. And then in verse number 4 and on down, we see our Lord speaking to the multitudes in a parable. In verse number 4 through 8, He gives the parable we know as the sower going forth to sow the seed. And He talks about the responsibility of the dirt in which that seed is sown. Now, I'm going to tell you, every one of us is nothing but a plot of dirt. That's all we are, just a plot of dirt. Or you might say a dirt clod. We're dirt clods with shoes on. Amen? Dirt clods with clothes on. Although some of them don't wear a lot of clothes. But we're just, really, we're just a plot of dirt, but thank God, God's still sowing good seed on plots of dirt. Amen. So, amen. Some of it that's stony dirt, some of it that's rocky dirt, some of it that's trodden over dirt. Amen. But some of it, thank God's good dirt. Amen. That it can take the soul, that the soul can receive the good seed. Amen. God's still interested in sowing the seed, but he shows the responsibility. The responsibility's in us. The dirt to receive the word that has been sown into it. Verse number 8 contains a warning that Christ gave to these people at the end of, you know, verse 8's got two sentences in it. So the latter sentence, he said, and when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And so notice that he spake a parable. Verse number 4, he spake a parable. That seems to include, it seems to indicate that our Lord used a normal tone of voice. That our Lord just moderately spoke a parable unto him. But when he came to the end of it, he cried, indicating with a loud voice. You see that? The difference from verse 4 to verse number 8. He's just talking, commonly talking, telling a story about the sower of the seed. About the soil that the seed could fall into. But when he gets to the end of it, he lifts up his voice like a trumpet. And he cries aloud, and he spares not. And he says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Because it's important that we listen. Amen. The way our soul receives the seed of God is through our ears. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Amen. We've got to hear what he has to say. Now, I know some people, their ears don't work. Mine don't always work like they ought to. Amen. My wife thinks I've got an auto tuner that I can just tune her out. Amen. But it's not auto. I have to work at it. It's manual. But anyway. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But some people, physically, their ears don't work like others do, but that doesn't stop God. His word can get through. It doesn't take the physical ear. I'm glad God's given our soul ears. Amen. God's given our spirit ears that the good seed can come into that and we can receive that. But I'm telling you, we better pay attention to how we hear. Amen. Be careful, he said, how you hear. So indicating that our Lord raised his voice for emphasis about the hearing. Then the parable goes on and he explains that. Parable from verse number 9 through verse number 15 at the request of his disciples. By the way, our Lord's idea there, and you say, why would our Lord say things that others wouldn't understand? He said that hearing they might not hear, seeing they might not see. Here's the idea. He said, it's given unto you to know. It's given unto you to know. Here's what I believe. Our Lord's not interested in just people casually becoming Christians. You don't just casually become a Christian. You gotta be seeking, you gotta be striving to enter into the straight gate. Why don't people have salvation? Well, I believe James said you have not because you ask not. Amen. Our Lord does say seek and you shall find. Isn't that what he says? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Amen. And so Jesus is looking for seekers. There's a seeking Savior looking for seeking sinners. Amen. I'm glad God can get the seeking Savior to the seeking sinner. Amen. And he's looking for that in the day we're living in. Amen. Amen. And by the way, that's part of the whole idea about sending missions. I believe that in the darkest jungle of Africa, South America, or in the man-made jungles of America, that in that darkest region where the light has not shone, if somebody get hungry after God, if somebody start seeking after God, I believe God raise up a missionary and send it to them and they can hear the truth. Amen. And I could tell story after story of how that has taken place and people have told those stories about that. Amen. I believe God moves on men's heart to get the gospel to those where it's needed. Amen. It's not just that there's a need of the gospel everywhere. But God's especially looking for somebody that's seeking after him. Amen. Amen. And so Jesus gives them this explanation. And in this explanation, he warns them about being careful. I've never seen this before yesterday. I'm just going to tell you. Our Lord gives them a warning to be careful how they handle light. that they have received. Look at verse number, I'm going to find it here in a minute. Verse number 16. He tells them to be careful how they handle the light that they receive. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel. Now, I've looked at that in the past as us hiding our light, not letting our light shine, not being the witness that we ought to be. But here, I believe our Lord's given a warning because it ties in with this idea about hearing. If you've received light, he talked about, he's got two parallel parables, if you want to say. He's talking about the soul receiving seed, and we've got to be careful how we receive it. We got to reach out and get it. Not be a stony heart, not be full of thorns. Amen. Not let all these things crowd, and I'll get to some of that. But also light, not just how the soul receives seed, but how we handle light. What are you going to, no man takes a candle and then puts something over it. Here's what happened. If you light a candle and then you put a vessel over it, you damage either the vessel or the candle. Or if you take a candle and hide it under a bed, you're in danger of burning the whole house down. Right? So what he's saying is be careful how you receive the light that God's given you. It can be a blessing to you, but if you misuse it, it can harm your home. Amen. It can harm the vessel that contains it, or the vessel that tries to cover it, the vessel that tries to snuff it out. Amen. And so be careful how you handle that light, or how that you deal with that light. Be careful what you do with it once God's given you that light. Then he goes on and ends up, and of course, verse 17 saying, nothing is secret that should not be made manifest, neither anything hid that should not be known and come abroad. Take heed therefore. That word therefore tells us there's a reason for this. Because he's given us this parable. He's looking for seekers. There's got to be soul that's prepared and ready to receive the word. Then when you get the light, be careful how you handle it. When you get the seed, be careful how you listen to it. Amen. Take heed therefore how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Amen. Now today, my idea, my plan is to preach just a simple sermon with an application about this verse. Verse number 18. Amen. Dealing with this thought, be careful how you hear. Be careful how you hear. I said already we're having our annual missions conference coming up this week. You know that our missions conference is a camp meeting style missions conference. Amen. Camp meeting style means that we'll be calling preachers from the floor. We do have one regular speaker. Brother Dr. Joe Bryant will be our main speaker every night. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, he'll be our main speaker. He'll be preaching again on Sunday morning. He'll be our main speaker. Then others will be calling from the floor. Evangelists, missionaries, different ones will be calling. Pastors will be calling from the floor. And you know that many years ago this church blended together, joined together their annual Jubilee meeting, which was a camp meeting style meeting, with their missions conference. That's how it came about. And by the way, and I love it. Amen. I loved it then. I love it now. Amen. I like that kind and that style of service. Come in to get in. Amen. And don't be ashamed to get involved when it's all going on. Amen. We'll probably just about double our normal number. Amen. This week in attendees with people that we plan on having here. And that'll be a blessing. But it's not just about numbers. And it's not just about a style of meeting. It's about hearing from heaven. Amen. Now, this means that this style of meeting means we're going to have a lot of opportunities. Interspersed between all the different preachers is we're going to have these missionaries telling about their burden, telling about their call. Some that have never been here before, some that have been here, some that we support, and some that we don't, that'll be here and tell about their work and that sort of thing. I believe it'll be a blessing. But we'll have an opportunity to hear from several different preachers. And I do my best to invite, and Brother Hall did before this, we do our best to invite good, solid men. Amen. Men that we have known for years that we trust. Amen. Amen. As well as invite new missionaries that maybe we've not heard. Maybe we've not met. We may have met and not heard them, but we may have not met them before. And we try to get them in and let them be exposed to it and all that. But even with all that, even taking men that we trust, people change. People make mistakes. People get different ideas. Amen. And sometimes people don't stay on the right track. And having said that, therefore I'm instructing and encouraging you to be careful how you hear. Amen. Now, 3 points I want to make on this real quick, and I get right from the text and using this text with others as well. You know that Luke, Matthew, Mark, and Luke are what's known as the synoptic gospels. Those three gospels tell the same stories many times over and over again. And this story is told, at least something very similar to this, is told in Matthew, Mark, and in Luke as well. Matthew chapter 13, Mark chapter 4, and Luke chapter number 8 are very synonymous in the way that they tell these things. And I'm going to use some of what these others say as well, but we're going to stay right here in the book of Luke as far as our looking. Number one, he says, when he's saying, be careful what you hear, I want to say number one, take heed that you hear. Take heed that you hear. In verse number 8, I talked about already, he cried and said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. That implies be careful that you do hear what's being said. Amen. I got about three or four things about that. Be careful that you hear. Number one, you probably won't hear unless you're present. Amen. Amen. In other words, be here when the services are going on. Amen. I know that sometimes some things do hinder us from being present. I'm not fussing about those things. Amen. When we're providentially hindered, sickness or work, you do have obligations and things such as that. Absolutely cannot be changed. If it can't be changed, you're providentially hindered. I'm not fussing about that. Amen. But I am talking about how that we ought to do our best to try to be here. Amen. Amen. I believe God understands when we have sickness or when we have other obligations that require us to be gone. I think he understands that. Amen. Now, I also know that COVID-19 and its super-powered alter ego Delta virus, they call it, amen, they're on the rise across our nation. Amen. And in our area. And in the world, it looks like it's on the rise. So I'll say, if you're sick, please stay at home. Listen over the radio. Amen. Amen. I think that's just wise. If you have a fever, if you're showing signs of sickness that might be COVID, I ask you to stay at home and listen over the radio. But I'll say this, if you can go shopping, you ought to be able to go to church. Amen. If you can go on vacation, you ought to be able to go to church. If you can sit in a restaurant, you ought to be able to sit in church. Amen. We ain't running the pews and jumping the aisles. We ain't running the aisles and jumping the pews, but that's right, ain't it? There's some things that we might not be able to be here, but if you can be here, you ought to be here because that'll help you here. Amen. It'll help you here. And by the way, if you're out and listen to the radio, be careful that you don't get distracted there. Make sure you're paying attention. Amen. All right, so number two, not only, and I'm talking about be careful, take heed that you hear. Number one, you got to be present. Number two, you got to pay attention. When you hear, don't be distracted by other things. Listen to what God's got to say to you. Amen. By the way, these meetings, when you got bigger crowds and there's extra work on our end, there's a lot of extra activity, there's a lot of things can get your attention. Amen. Brother Caleb, Miss Anna's going to be here with those books. They'll have books back there that they'll be selling that are good books that you can get to read, and I encourage you to read. And there'll be other people here with other things like that, other preachers with books. And I know at least one group might be here with some CDs that you could listen to. And there'll be things out there that might get your attention, or there may be activity in here that might get your attention. And I'll say we ought to be careful not to get distracted, but listen to what God has to say to us. Amen. People will be coming in at different times throughout the day because they're traveling. People will be leaving at different times because of traveling or because of getting meals ready and getting things ready and all that takes place there. We may have to have somebody watching the parking lot. So somebody might have to be leaving and doing, you know, different things like that. Try your best to pay attention to what's going on right here in the service. Amen. Amen. And I think that's good. I heard a preacher on the radio this week. He is preaching, and And I don't know what happened, but he said, look this way, please. I don't know what's going on, but apparently they wasn't looking his way. Well, and I'm not saying you got to be looking at me, but I'm saying your direction ought to be towards what's going on up here. Amen. And that's why this is in this direction, by the way. So I'm saying there are people that have to go to the restroom. I'm not fussing if you have to go. I understand that. There's necessities, but just make sure it's a necessity. And just getting a drink of water is not a necessity.
Amen.
Amen. And by the way, if you use the bathroom before service instead of standing around talking, that's just a idea. You might not have to go during service. And if you do have to go, I'm not fussing if you have to go. I'm just saying, let's cut out some of this unnecessary things. Amen. Trying to minimize unnecessary disruptions. Amen. Now, let me remind you. Let me talk about the workers. We got workers that'll be working, ladies in the kitchen, men doing different jobs, different things going on. Be careful that you don't get distracted with the work when you're supposed to be paying attention to the service. One of the things that we've done and has been done down through the years is try to minimize. We don't want people hiding in a nursery, quote. We don't want them hiding in a kitchen.
Amen.
Amen. Want them in the service as much as possible. Why? Because this is where God speaks to his people. Amen. Now, here's my reminder. Martha and Mary. Our Lord went to their house. Martha and Mary were in the same house. Jesus went there to speak to them. Martha was cumbered with much service. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and listened to what he had to say. I thank God for Martha's because I like cat head biscuits. Amen. And gravy about 2 foot deep. Amen. And all that kind of stuff that goes fried chicken. Hallelujah. Amen. I like the food part. I like the work part. Oh, listen, thank God for it. But that's not the priority. Jesus said about, by the way, I don't think he'd ever said anything to Mary about it until Martha got to complaining about Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus said, listen, Martha, talked about her being overcome, you know, coming about with much service. He said, these things are necessary, but Mary hath chosen the best part. Amen. Mary's chosen the best part. So I'm saying as much as possible, be at the feet of Jesus, listening to what's going on. Be careful that you hear. Amen. Take heed that you hear what's being said. So you got to be present and you got to pay attention. And number three, you got to be diligent about parenting. Because children, I love children, but they can be a distraction. And I understand some things are necessary, again, but let's keep as much unnecessary distraction down as possible. Amen. Amen. Keep your children quiet. Taking crying babies out. Amen. Keeping the kids still. Amen. I know that's just normal, natural child care. But in a meeting like this, the kids get distracted with all these other kids here too. And some of these missionary kids coming in, some of them's traveled for hours. They've been bouncing off the walls in the motel. They're going to be bouncing off the walls here. Yeah. And I just have to say some of them come from places maybe they don't look after them like we do here. Some churches, I had missionary in North Carolina. I remember one in particular, a missionary that came, his children, I think there was 3 and 5, if I remember right, ages, 3 and 5, and they had never sat in a church service. They'd always been in the nursery or in the junior church. They didn't know how to sit still. I made the statement, when that missionary goes to start a church, he is going to Mexico, by the way. When that missionary goes to Mexico to start a church, he can't start a daycare first. He can't start a nursery first and then a church. Them kids are going to have to learn to sit in the service. Amen. And I'm not fussing about the missionary, but I'm saying let's try to properly, diligently parent our children that are in here. Amen. Amen. And if you see somebody needs help, I'm not saying pick up that kid and pop it yourself. I'm not saying that. I know churches that have said that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but if you see somebody needs some help, help them. Amen. Direct them to their parents, and maybe you might have to get the parents' attention. Amen. You might have to slap the phone out of the parents' hand. No. I'm trying not to be mean. But seriously, if you see somebody needs some help, help them. All right. So be careful that you hear. Number two, be careful what you hear. Take heed that you hear. Take heed what you hear. That's how our Lord said it in Mark chapter number 4. When he talked to the same parable, the same idea, instead of saying, take heed that you hear, he said, take heed, or how you hear in Mark chapter number 4, verse number 24, and he says unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Amen. So be careful what you hear. I've already touched on it. We trust these men, but that doesn't mean they're perfect. And it doesn't mean they won't change. And it doesn't mean that we might not hear something that we say, that just ain't exactly kosher or not exactly right. Amen. Here's the idea that I got. Our Lord's sowing good seed, but he knows there's others not necessarily sowing good seed. So be careful what you hear. In other words, when somebody says something, you can't just take in everything that everybody is saying. Amen. We've learned that over COVID, haven't we? Amen. You just can't take in everything that you hear. I mean, well, I'll leave that alone. But everybody's got their idea and we got it all figured out and we know who we can trust because they agree with us. You can find a website that'll agree with what you want to say. Amen. About all of it. About COVID, about the election. Amen. About whether you ought to go to church or not. Amen. And on and on. You can't believe everything everybody's saying. How do you know then what to do? Well, compare it to the Word of God. Amen. Compare it to the Word of God. Here's the idea. I think in some independent Baptist churches, they place preachers on such a pedestal that they can't be questioned. They can't be fact-checked. Listen, the preacher ought not be on a pedestal. This right here ought to be what's on the pedestal. It's the Word of God. Amen. Doesn't the Bible say we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus our Lord? Amen. Amen. Our job is to preach the truth. I know we say, well, don't blame the preacher when it hits you. We're just delivering the mail. That's exactly right. But if it's true there, it's also true otherwise. Amen. Take heed to the Word of God. Matter of fact, Acts chapter number 17, verse 11, you know, talks about they are more noble. Those in Berea are more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they search the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Amen. So you study your Bible. I've already said it. We try to be careful. But again, you gotta take heed to what you hear. Amen. Amen. If you have a question about something that was said, don't just stew about it. Don't get mad about it. Ask the question. Amen. Ask the question. You could ask me. I'll be glad. By the way, I'm supposed to be your leader. And so I'll be glad to try to lead you in that direction. Amen. Or you can ask them what they meant by that. And if they blow up, well, then that's a problem. Amen. But the idea there is be careful and you can ask. Now, I said I'm supposed to be your leader, by the way. I do believe that when you hear doctrine preached, for example, you hear doctrine preached, you'll take into consideration that God gave you a pastor. That new fellow comes along is not the pastor. I'm not being brash. I am being bold in the position God gave me because I believe that's necessary. Just to be honest with you. Amen. They gave you a pastor that is to lead you and guide you. Not the internet guy, not the radio guy, not the television guy. Amen. Not the new guy that comes in. Amen. And so you ought to take heed in that. And here's what he said. Whose faith follow? Whose faith follow? The man that God put over you. That's what he's talking about in Hebrews chapter number 13. Amen. But here's my point. When you have that misunderstanding, then come to me. I'll do my best to explain to you where I stand, what I see. I don't have all the answers and I don't know it all. I'll have to be quick to say that. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I am saying this is the way God set up the leadership in the house of God. Amen. And so we're trying to be careful what you hear. Take heed that you hear. Take heed what you hear. Amen. I've warned about, listen, we got so much access to so much media today. Amen. And I am nervous about some that some people listen to. Some broadcasters, some websites, some YouTube channels, some Facebook lives, some of those things that you can get down from other places are more deadly than good. They're sowing more tares than wheat. Some are not sowing wheat at all. Amen. So I say be careful be careful, beware, that they may just be sowing tares. So I say, take heed that you hear, take heed what you hear. Amen. And number three, and this is really the message of my third point, be careful how you hear. That's what our Lord said in verse number 18. Take heed therefore how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have. That I believe is actually the emphasis that he's talking about here, and that's the emphasis that caught my attention, excuse me, in this study and caused me to bring this message. If, here, he's given the idea, our Lord sowing seed. Can I say it this way? If your heart is like a garden, then your heart is more likely to grow weeds than it is to grow good fruit. That's natural, isn't it? It's natural. I'm not saying, well, your heart's worse than anybody else's heart. Although, let God deal with it. If God shines his light on it, you'll feel like your heart is worse than anybody else's heart. Amen. But what I am saying is natural, that if our heart is like a garden, the natural thing is that weeds grow much easily, much more aggressive than good seed does. Amen. And it appears this parable is saying exactly that. It's implying that our heart is more likely to bring forth briars and thorns and weeds than it is to bring forth good seed. Amen. Even the good soil that he talks about here, when the seed is sown into it, the good soil has to be careful that it keeps that seed in keeps its rows clean, amen, and clear of enemy contaminants, because they'll do their best to get in. Just like you plant a garden. You go in there, you turn that soil upside down, you till it up, you plow it up, you till it up, you get it good and soft, moist, you get everything ready. And you go in there and sow seeds, and you'll start seeing stuff come up, not in the rows you planted, all over the place. How is that? Well, some of it's natural from what's inside that soil. Even though it got tore up, even though it got disrupted, it still starts growing back. And then some of it's natural in that birds fly over the air and drop seeds. They're fertilizing. Isn't that amazing? We plant seed and we fertilize it. God had that going for thousands of years. Every time the bird drops a seed, it fertilizes it when it drops it. Amen. And they got all that growing in it so easily that stuff can be grown. We're going to have to take heed that we get the briars out, that we keep the weeds out, that we pay attention. They don't crowd out what we've heard that's good seed. Amen. So we've got to be diligent to keep it clear of enemy contaminants. It implies a truth to me that when the good seed of the Word of God is sown in our presence, it is our job as soil, as good soil, to reach out and bring it in. Amen. It's our job to receive it. Open up. Amen. Open up our soul and let it in. We ought to say like the psalmist said, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Amen. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. We ought to say, the psalmist talked about, about opening our ears and letting us receive the word of God. I can't get it to come to me now, but that's the idea. We ought to ask God, Lord, help me to receive the word as it's being preached to me. Now, I say it's our presence, it's our job to accept the presence of that seed. It's also our job to keep down other competing thoughts. Are you following me? Briars and weed thoughts like doubts and questions and arguments and opinions. Amen. Sometimes we get those. We say, well, we ain't never done it like that before. Or, well, that ain't how the church down the road does it. Or, that's not how grandma did it. Or, that's not, you've got all these, listen, you gotta be careful to keep all those weed thoughts down and let the good seed fall in some good soil. Amen. What'll happen, that those weeds will crowd out the good seed. It'll choke out the good seed. Amen. It is possible to hear right things, but not receive it like right things. Have you ever said something to somebody, you meant it for a compliment, and they took it as a jab? Yeah, sure we have. Sometimes the Word of God, we receive it in the wrong manner. Amen. We got to keep the soil of our heart loose and available, not hardened and rocky. Amen. If our soil is hardened and rocky, then it won't fall into the soil. It can't take root like it should take root. We got to be careful to take care of our soil. Now, from this parable, I see, and I'm this last point, I've got about three or four things that I want to show you that I see in this last one. Be careful. Therefore, take heed. Therefore, how you hear. Be careful how we hear. Let me say number one, most people are not good listeners. Most people are not good listeners. If you men think you're good listeners, ask your wife. Now, if you wives are good listeners, if you wives think you're good listeners, don't ask your husband, because you'll have to ask him twice before he'll ever hear you ask him. And then, you know, he always says the wrong thing, so just, no, but seriously, have you tried to carry on a conversation with people lately? Most people can't listen. They can't listen. You know why they can't listen? Because they got so many competing thoughts going on in their mind. And I'll say, oh me to that sometimes. I've had people talking to me and I've had to say, Lord, help me focus on this now. Because I got so many competing thoughts going through my mind. Amen. Sometimes they're in their mind, what they're doing is they're thinking how they're going to answer before they've ever heard all the question. Amen. The proverb said it's a foolish man that answers before he's heard the question. Amen. Amen. So be careful how you hear. Most people don't listen well. How do you know most people don't? Well, I'll just say, if you try to talk to people, you'll find it out. Or you can look at the Bible, and the Bible is the authority, by the way. Our Lord talks about four different listeners, and only one of them listened well. Three of them did not receive the good seed or didn't receive it well. Amen. Amen. And so it's natural in the natural life, and it's natural in the spiritual life. Amen. Most people get distracted and are distracted listeners. Amen. It's not that we don't want to hear what they're saying. It's just that we don't give priority. Pay attention to what they're saying. Amen. Many of us already have our own opinions. We already have our own attitudes. We got it made up, so we're not listening. Amen. Amen. I had to say, oh, may, it's right. That's the danger, by the way, of being rocky, hard soil. Amen. Number one, I said most people are not good listeners. Number two, there are many impediments to hearing. There's many enemies against hearing what's actually been said. I see it right here in the text. That's why we need to take heed that we hear. Amen. We've got to be careful. The enemies are within the soul. I talked about that already. Those weeds are already there. The enemy within the soul and the enemy without the soul. Amen. We've got natural, I'll say prejudices. I'm not talking about racial. We've got natural preconceived ideas. That's prejudice means prejudged is really. But we've got natural preconceived ideas that sometimes God has to fight against that, because God's thoughts are not usually the way we've been thinking. His ways are much higher than our ways. His thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. Amen. And so we got those natural things that's within us that distracts us, but then there's also the enemy without. The devil and the demons, and I do believe in that, are doing their best to try to distract, trying to distort, trying to derail what God wants to do. Amen. They don't want us to hear. Amen. Some of these enemies, they're like the fowls of the air. He talks about that. And by the way, fowls of the air are used symbolically to talk about devils all through the scripture. But the fowls there snatching away the seed that was sown. I am not against you taking notes. Matter of fact, I encourage it. If you want to take notes, that's good. I think it's wonderful. Don't be writing love letters while I'm preaching. Unless you're writing, I love that sermon. No, I'm kidding. You say, I love the smells coming out of that kitchen. No, but if you need to take notes, have you ever been in a service, something said and you said, I'm going to remember that. Now you don't remember what it was. something snatched that seed away. Now, it could just be natural deterioration of our memory, natural distraction of all the different things, but it's true. Listen, Sunday morning, I love Sunday morning, but Sunday morning ain't all just sitting in church. There's a lot of other things goes on, a lot of other activity, and life goes on. And if we're not careful, we'll lose the good seed that was sown right here on Sunday morning. Amen. There's those distractions. So there's many impediments. Some of those might be small, but they're still powerful. They're still plaguing. They're still plundering toward the seed that God's trying to sow. And then number three, this is really the last one. There are advantages to hearing and disadvantages to not hearing. Amen. Luke gives us this teaching in his statement here in Luke chapter number 8, verse number 18, the last phrase. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. I believe he said, if you have received light, if you've received that light and you're using that light, God will give you more light. If you don't receive it, if you reject that light, your darkness will get so great it's as if you have no light whatsoever. Your darkness will get deeper and stronger. Amen. If you've received good seed, but you don't let it produce, you don't receive, he'll take it away. It'll be snatched away one way or another. Then Mark says it this way in Mark chapter number 4 and verse number 24, the latter phrase, he said, with what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. It indicates if we give God a decent hearing, if we listen to what God's got to say, he'll give us a blessing. But the heart that rejects what God has to say does not get a blessing, but gets a curse instead. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. I want to give a conclusion, an application of this while they come with a song. I'm going to say, we're talking about this week missions conference, but it's not just for this week. Let's be careful. Let's be careful that we hear. Let's be careful what we hear. And let's be careful how we hear what God's got to say. Let's make up our mind to be present. Let's make up our mind to pay attention. Let's make up our mind to be diligent about our parenting, that others can hear, that we can hear what God's got to say. Amen. We need to hear from God. We need to hear from God. We talk about mission fields need to hear from God. Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky needs to hear from God. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Word of God this morning. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us of these things and bringing to our attention some things we've not seen before. Father, I pray you'd help us. We'd receive the good seed. Help us, dear God, that we'd be careful how we hear. And we'd pay attention to these things. That we'd not just hear with our ears physically, but we'd hear spiritually. That the good soul down in our heart, Lord, might receive the Word of God. That we'd open it up, but we'd not be hardened. We'd not be full of weeds and doubts and distractions. Lord, we receive the good seed. We'll thank you for what you do. Lord, I pray, draw sinners. Draw sinners, Lord, I pray. Bring them to faith and repentance. Lord, you get glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing as we sing. The Lord spoke to you. If you need to come pray, we'll give you that opportunity.